The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, and that couldn't be any more true. We must take America back, and that's what we're trying to do here. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines up in a little bit, probably another 10, 15 minutes, folks. So bear with us here, because I've got a few other points I want to make, and I want to hear more from Trentis about this. But when you mentioned Joe Biggs, I mean, I've got a couple of articles here that I pulled up specifically, Trentis. By the way, they're both posted on the RBN website, and I'm going to read these to you. I'm not going to read the article. I'm just going to read the headline to you, Trentis.
Michael, I just want to throw this last thought together for you on that last piece, and can we move on
from
that?
That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to dig into that with whatever you got there. Remember Jocelyn Ballantyne is part of the corrupt people got their hands slapped for the General Michael Flynn debacle?
Vaguely, yes.
Yeah, well, okay, you might remember her along with names like McCabe and Strzok. She was right in there, Dirty Dog.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, she's the prosecutors here in the Proud Boys trial.
Oh, so, marvelous, okay.
Yeah, so just another one of these dirty bastards.
Yeah.
Creatures from below. But anyway, so I then wanted to make that. I actually called General Flynn, I spoke to Joe Flynn about it, let him know what we were dealing with here. So they were like, just, oh Lord, you guys are in for it. And I was like, yeah, we know, but we've got some receipts. They made a mistake, so we're gonna keep pulling on that sweater, that string on the sweater. Anyway, so yeah, please, back to what you were saying about Biggs, Mr. Joe.
It tripped a light bulb here, because Joe Biggs used to be a member, or used to be involved, an employee of the Jones Network, Alex Jones. And I know that Jones, I listened to part of his show one day. I caught it by accident. I listened from time to time a little bit. But he was talking about he had been approached by what he thought was federal informants to lead this, you know, this group into the Capitol, which he turned down. But Joe Biggs is now incarcerated. Owen Schroyer was arrested on a misdemeanor. He's a member of Alex Jones' team. Never even entered the Capitol. Okay, so all of these people that are involved in one form or another with the alternative, the Patriot movement. And then on the other side of that coin, we have an article that's posted on the RBN website. Ray Epps lied. He committed criminal acts, and it was caught on video, and I watched the video, and indeed he did, okay? There are 8 Trump supporters that the FBI arrested who are serving years in prison. I guess they've already been convicted for committing the same acts Ray Epps did, yet Ray Epps was never even arrested. He's testified before the J6 committee, and they treated him like they're his best buddy. Then we have another one here. Another one posted on the website that the 2020 election steal required an emergency on January 6th to culminate the coup. So it was all orchestrated in a timeline, because evidently they were ready at the the counting of the votes or whatever, the Electoral College, to introduce evidence that would overturn and cause Mike Pence to stop this certification. And this was timed at just a few minutes before that to basically circumvent, or to, you know, like the government does, they have a crisis that's bigger than the last crisis to distract your attention and get you away from that. That's what happened here. And all of the flack that has come out from this, including you, Trentis, okay, including with what they did to you and so many other hundreds of people there, all right, this was all a diversion to prevent the denial of the certification of the counting of the votes in this 2020 stolen election. I wanted to get that out there, but I wanted to hear your comments on that. And I also wanted to find out what your view is on, or your optimism or pessimism for that matter, on the outcome of this trial. So go ahead. I mean, have you got any thoughts on what I just conveyed to you, Trentis, regarding that?
Yeah, Michael, I think what you're saying is absurd and ludicrous. I mean, it's like we would say that they did experiments on the Tuskegee Airmen or the Vietnam with it. I mean, you know, what's wrong with you? You sound like some kind of crazy conspiracy theorist.
I know I'm terrible, right?
Or that COVID didn't come from bats, you know? I mean, come on, man. You know, and my best Joe Biden. Come on, man. But I haven't fallen up any stairs yet today, so. anyway.
I'm terrible, I know.
Well, this is a sad, sad reality. This is, you know, we thought it was bad. We actually brought up Loretta Lynch earlier and what she did with the IRS and the Tea Party, and now we know what happened there. Who was ever held accountable for that?
I lived in Phoenix at the time when she got on the plane in the tarmac with Bill Clinton. Right. When Hillary Clinton was under investigation by James Comey. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And mysteriously enough, both planes landed right next to each other. And according to Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch got on his plane for a half an hour and talked about the grandkids. Right.
Of course they did.
Yes. And I'm a conspiracy theorist if I think otherwise, Trinus, right?
Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton had nothing better to do than to talk about the grandkids.
Well, they were gassing up the planes, you know, and Bill Clinton had left his Sudoku puzzle at home, so he couldn't play. You know, and he just happened to see her there and said hi and waved, and she said, "Hi, Bill, how's the grandkids?" And he invited her on, they had a cup of coffee. That's what really happened.
Is Sudoku code for Monica Lewinsky?
Sudoku, you know what Sudoku is, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, is that code for Monica Lewinsky to good play? Anyway.
I don't know. It could be. All right, you know.
All right.
You have to forgive me, man. I'm not firing on all eight cylinders today. I've been so encompassed in a whole bunch of other stuff unrelated to doing a program. You know that I'm just kind of firing. Go ahead.
You are firing on all cylinders because you're hitting the truth on the nail. I mean, nail on the head daily. I mean,
you had that right. I'm hitting the head on the nail. Okay, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think we might be both doing that, right? Like, you know, I guess that's what it takes. I think like to see that for us. That's what I really like to
Well,
see
anyway, let's get back to this. So we've got these five guys on trial here for literally, I don't even know what their charges are, but I mean, whatever they are, I'm sure they're absurd.
Seditious conspiracy, and I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay. And
their weapons were the people around them. That's what they used as weapons.
They did what?
They used the people around them as weapons. They're saying that they used the people around them as tools.
I see. Okay, and what did Ray Epps do? Okay, Ray Epps, you know, that was never arrested, interviewed by J6, was their best buddy. The FBI dropped him from his most wanted list. And this guy, who I just witnessed today in a video, assisting in throwing a great big huge Trump sign into the crowd that injured people, which, by the way, is a felony for everybody else that touched that sign. But Ray Epps mysteriously walked free. How does that happen? I don't get it.
So think about. I'm going to give you two things. I'm not going to go deep on Ray Epps, but I'm going to tell you what. Let me paint this picture. We can agree. I don't think anyone would disagree that the January 6th Select Committee or the Select Committee on January 6th, with Benny Thompson, Jamie Raskin, you know, Elise Laura, Pete Aguilar, Liz Cheney, Zoe Lofgren, Adam Schiff. That these people, or Stephanie Murphy, don't forget her, right? So that these people wanted nothing less than a pound of flesh and were not prepared to accept anything less than a pound of
Trinus,
flesh.
Now you're the conspiracy theorist. These people just wanted the truth. Come on.
Well, of course they did. That's why they talked all about Roseanne Boylan and Ashley Babbitt and Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. I mean, you know, it's so absurd to me that this is, you know, the reality we live in, but that, you know, unfortunately it is. So one of the things you have to understand, by the way, I can't wait for the books. I'll tell you what, I'm actually writing a series of three books about this. It's going to be good stuff. But back to Ray Epps.
Do I get a free copy?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
Okay.
You get a free copy of the series. So, you know, it's the lead up. The events, and it's a long story. We'll get to that another time. We'll come back for the release, but we're going to release all three at once. But here's the story. Everybody else they wanted a pound of flesh from. Jamie Raskin says, please leave this poor grandfather alone. this is, you're harassing this man. This is terrible what you're doing to him.
We're talking about Epps here, right?
Yeah, talking about Ray Epps. You're like,
okay.
Somebody actually asked him in the committee, and he told them they should leave this man alone. He didn't do anything. That's how thorough their investigation was. And I'm not saying, let me get this straight, being there and being present, Jamie, I agree with you. If we go by the actions of Ray Epps, then nobody that was on the ground should be guilty of anything. What was Ray Epps saying to those people in the ears? What did he say to Ryan Samsel just before the initial breach at the outer barrier? What did he say to the other people that he's talking to at the second breach of the inner barrier? What was he doing? He gets up the stairs and he gets whisked away by a group. I mean, these are, you watch some videos for yourself. That happened.
Excuse me, let me interject. Didn't he tell whatever that fellow's name was, I forgot, but did to not take in his pepper spray or something? It seems like I caught part of that.
What he whispered in Ryan Samsel's ear, only Ryan Samsel has said, and what was said there. And I'm you know, like I said, it's secondhand information. That's what Ryan Samsel says. He said, wait, you know, we're not ready kind of scenario. I don't want to quote Ryan on that, what he says
okay.
He said to him. I don't know. I wasn't there and I didn't hear it firsthand. So let me tell you that when I say something to you or when I say something to your listeners, it's important to me that I'm credible and that I'm never wrong, because I have everything is all done in a factual nature and a factual matter. There's none of this is speculation other than the things that I told you that I speculate that Five Eyes is involved here. And
right.
I can't prove that. And I will likely never prove it unless we have a whistleblower. But that's the only thing that I've given you that's been speculative. Everything I've given you has been factual and indisputable. And I'm prepared to stand in a court of law anywhere, anytime and back up every statement I've made.
Okay. Well, from your estimation, as heavily involved as you have been and still are in this current trial with the Proud Boys, what is your gut to you about? And I don't want to be pessimistic. Is there any optimism that we may see these gentlemen be acquitted, or a mistrial, or anything of that matter? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that we have, like I said, right now, this evidentiary coming up, Ms. Hernandez motion. I think telling the government, I already said I'd play that three of spades right now, that three of spades, is I'm telling you now that this argument is far from over on this information, on this classified documents, and we have something, we have a connector elsewhere, so I'm looking forward to what comes from this. And I'm actually supposed to be in a discussion about this, and I forgot you were a 2-hour show, but that's okay. We'll wait.
No. If you have to leave, my friend, you go ahead and leave, because it's more important than this show, because I wanted to put this out here just to kind of keep the audience abreast of what's going on in that trial and what's going on in January 6th as a whole, on the heels of this Tucker Carlson report last week, it was really a bombshell, you have to admit, Trinus, okay? It certainly caught the attention of Mitch McConnell, Chuckie Schumer, and a few other of those scurrilous scoundrels, you know?
Well, it's a bombshell for the rest of America. It's not a bombshell for us with the 14,000 hours, original hours. I mean, this isn't some secret cabinet. We've seen enough to know what the facts are. I mean, we see parading people all around in the Capitol. I mean, this was not something, we're not looking at footage and going, oh my gosh, wow, this is totally different than what we've witnessed. We know these things. William Watson is another guy, just got sentenced to, I think, 36 months in prison. I mean, it's insanity what's happening here. And these judges are literally enjoying it. I think they're licking their chops, because nothing like this. It's a giant sentencing disparity. We talked about that in the last show, I believe, but it's okay. There's just so many problems. And I do believe we're going to get to the answers here, Michael. I believe that the American people deserve the answers. Interestingly enough, so I'll give you another little tidbit here. I don't know how familiar you are with the – did we talk last time about the reeducation materials in the prison?
No, you didn't.
Remember when AOC said, if you can, I'm sorry, unless you have, do you have another topic to hit? If not, I just, this one.
No. I haven't opened the phone lines yet, but I already have a caller on the line, but I want to, I want to reassert that if you're, if I'm holding you up from something more important, then by all means, I want you to do what you have to do.
Well, the legal team went to dinner from the trial. They decided to go to dinner, and I can call in anytime. We'll all be together. We'll have a conference call anytime. So they're at dinner.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Tell me about this AOC thing real quick. And Charles in Florida, hold on just a couple minutes. I'll bring you up. The phone lines are open, 800-800. Come on. 512-248-8252. That's from memory, folks. I still have a little memory left even after the events of the last week or two. So go ahead with that for a minute or two regarding this AOC thing, and then I'll go to Charles in Florida. Go ahead, Trennis.
So do you remember when AOC talked about we need to round all these MAGA supporters up and put them in re-education camps? Does anyone remember that?
Okay. Yes.
Good. So I do. They actually created re-education materials. This is real. I'm going to read to you, and I'm not going to read the title. I'm going to just give you quick excerpts from this. Trump's crimes before he called for the attack on our democracy. This is literally straight out of the jail from the re-education material on the tablets. And it's an A to Z guide. Amazon. Trump has personally repeatedly instructed the Postmaster General to double shipping rates for Amazon, an attempt to inflict billions of dollars of new costs on founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. Blah, blah, blah. Bigotry. This is a president who has referred to African Americans as shitholes, or African countries as shitholes, and to Mexicans as rapists, to neo-Nazis as very fine people. To be clear, bigotry and racism and white nationalism are impeachable offenses. Ask Andrew Johnson. CNN, in the summer of 2017, Trump personally intervened to try and block a merger between AT&T and Time Warner. Deaths. Over the past 12 months, six migrant children between 2 and 16, five from Guatemala and one from El Salvador, have died in federal custody. Ambulance. From pitching a struggling Doral resort at a venue for the next G7 summit. Fraud. The president of the United States is a fraudster. General Services Administration. As the New York Times reported in October 2018, General Services Administration, which manages real estate and federal government, had planned to turn FBI's headquarters into Washington, D.C., over to a commercial developer until the president's intervened veto for sale. Hush money. We know that Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who is serving a three-year sentence, got hush money, tax fraud, bank fraud, incitement of violence. I mean, this goes on and on.
Are you telling me that AOC wrote this? I don't know.
I don't know who wrote it. We haven't had time to get
it. No, I can tell you that it's probably AOC's handlers that wrote that. But at any rate, I'll just interject here, that what is this being put in the form of a school book 1 and 2 for the re-education of the prisoners?
On the tablet. You take the educational course, you take the test, and then if you pass the test, then it's the information that you've absorbed.
It will give you some kind of credit when you're being tried and fried in the court system. Is that right?
There you go. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Well, listen, let's take that for a moment. I don't want to keep Charles on hold.
Charles, everybody, Charles there. Let's go.
All right, Charles. Yeah, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Charles in Florida, you're on. Thank you for waiting with Trennis and Michael. Have you got a question for Trennis, Charles? Or you just want to pop to go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. It's not so much a question. I'll try to be brief. Did you know Five Eyes, who they report to? The Privy Council of the King and Queen, the former Queen Elizabeth, who's dead now. Now we have Charles III. Just like George III in 1776.
Okay, well, wait just a minute.
The Privy Council is the council that advises the king or queen of England.
Okay. Charles, what you're telling me is Five Eyes reports to King Charles. Ironically, I had a long conversation with my ex-wife just the other day, and she was, I don't know, viewing some video or reading some report about this guy that was talking about King Charles or Prince Charles, whoever he is actually the Antichrist in all the evidence that this guy she was listening to. You know, so that would make sense, right? Trennis, you want to interject in this?
Yeah.
Charles III belongs to yes, the blood thing of,
hold
the,
on,
in
Charles.
Gavis.
Trennis is talking.
No,
hold
ahead,
on, Charles.
Go ahead, Charles.
Wait a minute. Both of you take a breath. We'll take a break. When we get back, Trennis has the floor to answer your question, Charles. We'll be right back. Francis in North Carolina, hold on. I'll get to you as well. Be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, folks, we're back with a National Intel Report. Now, just before the break, Charles was talking about Five Eyes reports to King Charles, who's the same guy that said he wanted to come back if he died as a virus and kill everybody, of whom my ex-wife also depicted to me the other day in a long conversation that he is the Antichrist based upon the video that she watched or the book that she read. So, Trinus, you want to comment on that? Go ahead.
You know, these are theories that I've heard. I'm not an expert on it. I've actually listened to a number of people talk about this and talk about Juan O'Savin did a really long speech and a detailed overview of this that I was listening to as I was sitting in a green room and speaking at an event. And I spent a lot of time with Juan. You guys know from Bloody Hill, the documentary we did, bloodyhill.com. It's free to watch. We go and take a look at that. It's about the Capitol, and it delivers a lot of truth. And I've had a lot of people say it's the most powerful documentary they've seen. But at any rate, enough of that. But the Five Eyes community reporting to King Charles would make sense from a biblical sense if what they're saying about the Antichrist adds up. Now, I mean, I understand.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But did you know the Charles III, the new monarch of England, is a member of the World Economic Forum. He's close friend of Klaus Schwab. Seen articles about him, you know.
Well, that would fit.
I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, well, appreciate that. Go ahead, Trinus.
Yeah, well, he was a close friend of
Jimmy Savile.
Charles, please stop interrupting. Please stop interrupting. Go ahead, Trinus.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, Charles, I think it's a shame that we live in a time that, first of all, Five Eyes exists in this world. Right. And it would be great if things like these existed at a co-op. And it sounds good, right? A co-op between the English speaking countries to ward off terror attacks. But we have nefarious uses for it now. So these kinds of things are just going to have to be curtailed. We're going to have to get rid of these things, or there's going to have to be some oversight for this kind of thing, or it's not going to be able to work. But I'm certainly not an expert on those things, on the King Charles now, as we should say, and the information there. So I defer to Charles. I'd like to hear more about what he has to say on that, if it's okay with you, Michael.
All right, go ahead, Charles. You can talk now.
Oh, well, yeah, that's about all I had to say.
Well, listen, I appreciate the input. I appreciate the input, Charles, and I did read somewhere that indeed Charles, King Charles and Klaus Schwab are good friends, which comes as no surprise to me. But
they're related.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well, that doesn't surprise me either.
They have in my genealogy. Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you again there, but... And my Jenny.com, they had a whole analysis of how Klaus Schwab is related to the Rothschilds and King Charles III is another cousin of his. They're what they call the Frankists, descendants of Jacob Frank.
Okay.
At least according to this genealogy.
Well, that's a show for another day, Charles, but I appreciate your input. Interesting information. And yes, those pieces of the puzzle do fit. So let's move on. Thank you, Charles. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Thank you for holding. Francis, you're on with Turnus and Michael. What's on your mind, girl?
What isn't on my mind, young man? And hello to you both, and I feel for you for that matter going through all this mess. Just two quick thoughts for you and a question. One, the fact that the alphabet soup agencies here in the U.S. are in coercion or cahoots with other alphabet soup agencies in other countries is treasonous to start with. Secondly, the fact that they're getting a signed statement from the people that they have imprisoned just to get out of there is coercion. That's also illegal, which I think would be kind of blatantly obvious. My question after this is, for the people that they have imprisoned, how are they dealing or not dealing with those that may have a physical health issue that causes them problems? And in the process of that, are they subjecting them to being jabbed with or shot up with the corona supposed bug crap upon their release?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So let's talk a little bit about that. So celiac disease, it requires special diet. You have people that have cancer treatment ongoing that were denied medical treatment. A gentleman with a broken hand, Christopher Worrell, was one of the first people to really bring light to this subject. James McGrew is another one. Ryan Samsel was beaten and left. I can go on and on. But the most... probably the most prominent case, because it was addressed in court. So you had Christopher Worrell out of Florida was incarcerated in the D.C. Gulag, as C2B there, we've labeled it obviously the D.C. Gulag, was incarcerated there and had a broken hand amongst some other medical issues. He had stage 1 cancer at the time he went in. He was in treatment. And he was obviously denied his cancer treatments there, and there was a reason, they jump around these issues, dice it all up, slice it all up. And Judge Lamberth had ordered that this man be treated and said, well, what's going on with this guy's broken hand medical treatment? When they came back to court, he still hadn't been treated. His attorney filed motion on this. And then some of the sickness that occurred here was that Judge Royce C. Lamberth in October or December of 21 eventually finally cited the warden and the jailer of the D.C. jail where all these men were being held. It was 90-plus of them at the time. I think that was about the height of it. They were held pre-trial because they were too dangerous to the American public to be out. And these gentlemen I know, right? It's hysterical. I agree with you. So Royce C. Lamberth cited Wanda Patton and Quincy Booth for civil rights violations and
hold on, we got to take a break. I didn't hear the music.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, my special guest, Trentus Evans. And Francis had posed a question regarding the withholding of medical treatment. So go ahead and continue with that, Trentus. So the judge issued a kind of an order?
So he held in contempt of court for that. And I don't remember what happened. It was probably a $25 fine or something dumb. But at any rate, Mr. Worrell's cancer has advanced to stage 3 now. The celiac disease that I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name. I feel terrible that I can't remember his name. James McGrew had medical issues, had treatment, and they gave him the wrong, I guess we'll call, instead of, you know, if you would need to have an MRI versus a, I'm surely not a doctor. I can't even play one on TV.
CTR scan, maybe?
Maybe a CT scan versus an MRI. They gave him the wrong scan and said, oh, no, we don't see anything there. You're fine. He's a veteran. So one of the things that's interesting about this is the mistreatment of these people. It seems as though the people that are more frequently denied medical treatment are veterans. Interestingly enough, not only veterans, but one of the things that judges say to these people is that you were trained in the military and you used this training to gain this access. Well, for nonviolent people, people that walked in, you had a greater responsibility not to go. Well, I tend to differ with you, Judge. I think those people had a greater responsibility to go because they took an oath to the country. So anyway, that's, you know, like we're all entitled to our opinions, I guess. Well, we used to be, but now those will be used against you in a court of law because you have an opinion on a matter of free speech or free thought even. So now we have actual thought crimes, but that's another story. Ryan Samson was tied and beaten to a chair.
Maccabee, Colton Maccabee, was maced for coming out of his cell with out of his mask on, and the woman that was actually, I can't remember her name, she's been fired. She was actually told not to be in that unit at all because there were so many complaints on her to be reviewed, and after the review, they actually removed her from the unit, and then she entered again, and then she maced Ronald Colton Maccabee, the sheriff's officer that was trying to save Rose VanderBoylen's life at the tunnel, who certainly didn't assault anybody, which is an absurdity, was sprayed in the face and asked, and was communicating peacefully with an officer, asking, let me in, helped another officer. But Judge Emmett Sullivan got him, just like he's gotten so many people. So it really comes as no surprise. And we've actually, sadly enough, become used to this. And this is, you know, it's sad because I really think if you had, you know, people with the courage and the conviction of our founding fathers, this would have turned into something else a whole hell of a long time ago. And I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying they would have never stood this. These people literally shot people over taxes on tea. And here we are, we're paying 40% tax. And again, not advocating for any violence. I'm just saying we live in a different time and a different world where we have become.
It's the environment in which we currently live with a number of dumbed down, mind numbed, propagandized normies watching mainstream TV, Trinus. With that, Francis, did he omit anything that you had posed? I don't recall. Did you have something further on the question, Francis?
No. If anything, I apologize for chuckling as I did earlier on a previous comment earlier, because what I'm hearing is reprehensible. I mean, these people deserve better treatment than they got. And with that, I'll have lime coconut and pineapple with my Corona in the variant. Have a great
All right, well, thanks. Thank you, Francis. Appreciate you calling in. John in Oklahoma, I'm sorry you dropped. If you call back in, I'll take your call. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And yes, Trinus, you know, this is absolutely, Francis is right, this is outrageous. This is reprehensible. And this is the society, the environment in which we live. They have become accustomed to it. Oh, well, yeah, we heard that. But, you know, that happened to so-and-so and so-and-so, too. But I've got to go to the grocery store, so I don't have time to think about it because, you know, my daughter needs her cornflakes, whatever, you know.
Well, as I always say this one, Michael, you'll think you'll appreciate this. Well, man, you know, this is terrible. I can't believe it. This all kind of happened. I was talking to a buddy one day, and I've developed off of this. And it said, you know, I was telling him about this, and he said, oh, yeah, man, it's terrible. I can't believe what they're doing to these people. You know what? Hey, I got to run. I said, well, we're going to this event. And I said, you want to come out and support the event? Come. And he says, yeah. He goes, man, it's tough. It's a tough week. He goes, I've got, you know, basically, I'm not going to say the guy's name. But he said, we've got Johnny's game on Tuesday, Susie's recital on Thursday, Friday night, my aunt so-and-so's birthday, and then Sunday, we've got a big barbecue planned after church. And I went, okay, I get it. You're too busy to save your country. You have other things are more important. Guess what? I have two kids too. It's the reason I do this, because I cannot hand off the country. And I was always so frustrated that everybody wouldn't get involved. And then, you know, you start reading about the Black Robe Regiment. You start reading, they say 3% of the nation got engaged and actually did something about this and saved the country and created the republic. Mm-hmm. Or saved what this nation is and created the republic or founding fathers, et cetera. George Washington, Martin, you know, heads across the Delaware, Christmas Eve kind of thing. This is where we are. This is the time we live in. And I mean this in a metaphorical sense to what I'm saying here. I don't want the DOJ, you know, marshals kicking at my door saying I was advocating for a war. This is why I do this and why I fight so hard doing this, because I'm afraid, and I listen to the tone of the people. We're not far from that, folks. That's a reality. We are not far from a place where it's going to be too much. Jackbooted thuggery won't be stood for. And there's already a throbbing middle finger in the face of the federal government. And I stole that from Ted Nugent, by the way, and I'm glad I did because I was on his show.
Speaking of Ted, I'd love to have his contact information. I'd love to interview that guy. But with that, okay,
no,
yes.
For sure, I can do that, yeah. Okay, Ted, I've got Shane's show and Ted's show. We do a lot of that, so yeah, a lot of
that. Yeah, I appreciate doing that. But with that, yes, we're relying on the 3% because the other 97% are too involved in their soccer moms and their aunt's birthday and so forth. But let's go to David in Massachusetts. Thanks for holding your arm with Trinus and Michael. David, what's on your mind, buddy? Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi, Michael. I'm enjoying hearing your guest. I guess his name is Trinus. How do you spell Trinus?
T-R-E-N-I-S-S.
Oh, okay. Hey, Trinus, may I ask you, you talked about how our law enforcement, like, I don't know, FBI and CIA and everything, when it comes to when they want to do illegal dirty work and black ops and everything, they're recruiting foreign nations to do their filthy, dirty, evil work and everything. So my question is, to what extent do they use Israel's Mossad? To what extent does the CIA use the Mossad to do their black ops, evil, murderous blood work? What do they call it? Wet work?
Yeah, you're asking a question that I certainly am not. You know, I hear these things from other speakers at events and many intelligence agents and so forth throughout history. And I'm, you know, privileged to, you know, having had private individual conversations, one-on-ones with people like General Flynn and Admiral Kubik and SEAL team commanders. But this is really not an area that I could speak to. I wish I could, but I will say that I don't put it past this government. You have to think about an FBI that's turned into a 70% intelligence resource and a 30% law enforcement operation. So it's really kind of a disgusting time in our country that, you know, as a matter of fact, I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He was telling me we were watching, you know, this white supremacist movement and we were investigating people, and like, you literally have some kid that gets fed up with somebody else and he uses a racial slur, and now we're surveilling a kid who used a racial slur for two straight weeks, and that somebody reports to the FBI. So, you know, while we find out through going through social media that he and this other boy are of different color, and one boy is calling the other boy a racial slur, the other one calls him one back, the mom gets wind of it and she calls it in. So, and this goes both ways. And this is kind of the ideology where their time is wasted and focused. It's actually the antithesis of this pursuit of law and order. But that's what we do now.
Trennis, something you might want to check out. Two wonderful Boston police officers were fired today. Shauna Catone, she's a sergeant in the Boston Police Department. And then an Italian American man was fired along with her. I don't know his name very clearly, so I don't want to take a guess at his name. But they were both fired today. But I was with them to a demonstration one time in the Italian section of Boston, the north end of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church. They're wonderful veterans. The Italian man is an Iraq War veteran and all this, but all they've done is exercise their First Amendment right. They haven't broken any laws, but they used to go out to Mayor Wu. We have this Chinese mayor in Boston, I guess, you know, Chinese American. I'd call her a Chinese un-American. Imagine like the Wuhan lab there and over in Wuhan, China. Boston's got a Mayor Wu, this Chinese lady. She reminds me of Chairman Mao. She's got a face like Chairman Mao Zedong. And but they used to go out to her house in the morning to protest and everything. This communist Chinese mayor, I guess, got them canned off the Boston Police Department. But her name is, you'll find out about it, is just do a search for Shauna, Boston Police Officer Shauna Catone. There's trailers and everything. There's all kinds of video stuff and everything. But they're wonderful.
All right, well, let me interject here, David, and say that, you know, Trennis, bless his heart, I mean, Trennis is a dedicated patriot, and he became that way only after he was basically, you know, centered out of the January 6th thing. There's different levels of awakeness, and you've been a patriot for a long time, David. You're very, very adept and knowledgeable in a number of different areas. Trennis is learning, but I have to tell you, Trennis is giving it his all in trying to see justice done for these January 6th. So the question that you posed to him is a little off topic. I just want to interject this before I let you go. I did run across this today, which is very interesting. Israeli firms transferred $1 billion out of Silicon Valley Bank to Israel before seizure by the feds. So there's a connection there. Huh, isn't that interesting? Just like on 9/11, most of the Jewish people were absent that day. But with that, thanks for the call, David. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the question. And Trenis, you know, getting back to this, the overall view of it, and I give you just all the credit that one could possibly deserve for what steps you've taken, the time you've taken, the knowledge that you've gained by all of the countless amount of time that you've put into this, the financial amounts that you've put into this. I mean, this is the dedication that if we had only 5% or 10% of the people with the passion and the dedication that you have, we would take this country back, Trenis. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And there's a select few people that are out there, you know, on the bullhorn, on the airwaves, in the courtrooms. They practice what they preach. You're one of them. And it's a sad state of affairs in this country when we see, like the example you gave with your buddy, you know, I'm going to my aunt's birthday party, or I got a soccer game, or this or that or the other thing. Unfortunately, that's the majority of people trying to say, yeah, that's a sad thing, but, you know, let somebody else do it. That's been their mindset. And I think the only way that's going to wake them up, and correct me if I'm wrong, Trenis, is when the food is stripped off their table, when gas is $20 a gallon, when they're forced to roll up their sleeves and take a jab. I mean, at what point do you draw the line with these people that are just satisfied with watching TV, Dancing with the Stars, and drinking their beer after they get home from work?
Yeah, don't forget the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I literally heard somebody come on a show the other day, and they're like, oh, my gosh. And the first thing they asked me in the green room was, oh, my gosh, Trenis, have you heard what happened? And I was like, no, I haven't. I don't want to know. But no disrespect to that person. She's a fantastic individual because she hears this show. And I'm not saying it just to play cover, but she's a fantastic individual that works her butt off on J6 and many other issues and has done great work. But I was like, I can't believe you're saying this to me. Who cares about what Jimmy Kimmel did? I want to barf right now. But anyway.
Well, and you know, it's a distraction, just like the weather balloons were a distraction, and the United States government, you know, ordered a $400,000 missile to be fired to blow up a silicone balloon. I mean, whereas, you know, just an event happened, I guess it was today or yesterday, with the Russian jet that detected a United States drone, and they were smart enough not to fire a $400,000 missile at it. I mean, that's just the mindset of what's the old saying? The fish rots the head.
Yeah.
This administration. Go ahead.
Tactically, it's the stupidest thing I heard. Why don't you just fire a couple rounds through it, cause it to deflate and come down, where it lands softly on the ocean, be picked up? You know, wouldn't that make a lot more sense? And if you know you're going to shoot something down, you know where it's coming. I mean, you know where you're going to fire on it. And you're going to have your, Coast Guard there to retrieve this thing as it comes down. But you could have had a soft landing splash down to the ocean, retrieve the device, and see what it's all about. But I don't think they wanted that. I mean, this is smoke and mirrors, more nonsense. Hope you,
right.
You know, and think about this. The stuff that's coming out with J6 and the corruption and what's going on with Congress and where the people are really starting to take a look. Oh, but wait a minute. We've got to run on the banks. Hold on. Don't look over there. Look over here. Don't you look, you know, it's another event. You mentioned this earlier, you know, another event that's worse than the last event. So I try not to get caught up in those things, and I keep a narrow focus on J6. My exposure to this other sets of information, you know, election fraud still near dear in my heart because that's why we were all there. And I stay up with a lot of those people, the Seth Keschels and the Pulitzers and the people working on that, the Arizona election fraud team. I still talk to, I spent an hour on the phone with one of those people today. So I keep my ear to the ground on that, but I don't get into it because I'm not an expert on it. I'm an expert on January 6th, and it's no disrespect to your guests by any stretch. I'm very grateful. As a matter of fact, the lady earlier that was apologizing for chuckling, I get it. We all laugh because we can't. Sometimes we got to laugh to keep from crying, right? But the reality is there's – I have this narrow focus because J6 already has 1,000-some-plus arrests now. I mean, I used to know by the number each week what it was. And then we would always be like, oh, man, we were wrong by 7 because they arrested, you know, 2 in Iowa.
Trenis, let me interject. Is it still growing? Are they still arresting people?
Oh, yeah. We're only a third of – so this is the first time in history that we've ever heard of a law enforcement organization setting a target number to achieve. They've said that they want to arrest 2,000 to 3,000 people. Now, we've always been unclear about – you know, in the last year they've made this statement 6 months ago, I think.
8 months ago, maybe now. I've always been confused. Do you mean 2,000 to 3,000 more, or is it an addition? So is it aggregate number 3,000, or are we looking to net another 2,000 to 3,000? I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to figure that out. So we're looking for 4,000 people? I don't know. It's just pretty disgusting.
Amazing. All right. Well, tell you what, let's go back to the phone. Now, we got a break coming up, I believe, the last break of the day before the show ends. But we've got another caller. We've got Misty in Kansas. Misty, you're on, and I'll hold you over after the break if we have to go to break. You're on with Trennis and Michael. What's on your mind, Misty? Go ahead.
Well, all this is 100% fraud. Okay. And I appreciate the call, the gentleman who's calling. And explaining a lot of this, what's going on with the J6 prisoners. But what I want to say is, you know, when the Revolutionary War, we had that, supposedly we kicked the Brits up out of here. And we, the people, have our own law. And that is the Bill of Rights, you know, that we were guaranteed a common law court, which is where people are saying, well, what about the due process? Okay, read the Bill of Rights. Little by little, they eliminated the common law courts. And now we have unelected judges. You have to have an, they're all part of the BAR. What is that? British Accredited Registry. So, are we in fact truly a free country, or are we still being ruled under British dictate to where the gentleman talked about, you know, I don't know, is he an antichrist, whatever it is. I'm saying that's the whole issue that we have, is that our common law courts are taken away from us. We have the bar now. So if you get a, let's just say a ticket and you want to fight it, you have to hire an attorney that is registered with the bar. The defense is registered with the bar. The judge is with the bar. Do people not get this?
Well, I get it because I haven't used an attorney in a long, long time, with the exception of a little bit of advice I got last week, a week before last, when my very close relative passed away, which I'm not going to talk about this evening. But at any rate, no, you're right, Missy, and this goes back a long ways. Now, Trennis, we're on the subject of this January 6th thing, and Trennis, these laws that Missy talks about have been circumvented a long time ago, and we're seeing this escalate to the point where, I mean, we no longer live, I mean, this country's been hijacked. We no longer live in what, you know, people say, well, this is a free country. No, it's not. And we're seeing this played out in
J-Sixers. Tell that to J-Sixers.
Right. It's not a free country. And the sad part about it is what happened to all of these victims, and I call them victims because they are, can happen to any of us at any time under any circumstance. So, Misty, yes, you're correct. They have gone far away from common law. They are in the, what do you call it, the legislative system. The common law went by the wayside, I believe it was in 1871, and they have systematically stripped away our rights from us piecemeal to the point where we literally have no rights. 14th Amendment, and I'm sure you're familiar with that, Misty.
Very much.
We have civil rights. Constitutional rights went out with the 14th Amendment because they made us all slaves. Anything else you want to add before I let you go? We're running short of time, Misty.
No, I just wanted to verify that people need to understand, and I firmly believe how we can get back on track is to just our law, the Bill of Rights. It's the First Amendment with 10 articles. And thank you very much. And thank you for what you're doing for those prisoners.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, Misty, I really appreciate it. It's not just, you know, not just the prisoners that we're helping. We're helping
the people of America, American nationals.
Well, you have this stuff right. I understand. But the problem is, you know, I mean, I'm sure you understand Black's Law. You understand maritime law. I'm sure it sounds like you're well-educated on these facts. Challenge is, you know, we go walk into a federal court in a criminal case and try and say any of this, and the judge just throw you in jail for contempt before you can get it out of your mouth.
Right. So they don't recognize it.
No. They tell you you're crazy. There's no more of that. That's old news. I'm sorry. Kind of like the Constitution.
Yeah, but we need that back, and that can save our country, correct?
That would be very nice. I mean, it would certainly – I mean, if we had that, you know, here's something that still exists. Where are the sheriffs?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the sheriffs with an education on the Constitution that don't understand that they're the highest authority for law enforcement in the land? They can tell anyone to get the hell out of my county and stay out. Now, they'd have to have the backing of the state if it were something else, but the sheriff – certainly has great authority to make arrests. You know, these things just don't happen. This is what happens, though, when you have these Soros-funded people as prosecutors, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, you can arrest people all day long. If there's no conviction, then you don't get anywhere.
Yeah, the Revolutionary War was basically for no dang reason because we're still under their authority in our courts. So
we were sold back. We were actually sold back because the country was broke. We took a loan out, and the Vatican covered the loan. Mm-hmm. We paid interest on the loan. I'm sure you're probably aware of how that situation.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, look, you're not
very deep, but thank you very much, and keep up the good fight. And I pray.
Thank you, Missy. Appreciate the call.
Remember this: I pray as well. But God doesn't expect you to lean on the shovel and pray for a hole. Stole that one from Louis Gohmert, and I told him I was stealing it when we were speaking. So,
well, listen, Louis Gohmert, huh? Okay, I'm marking that one down too. We're running short of time. We only got a couple minutes left, so I want you to close this out. I mean, optimism. Do you think there's a possibility that, you know, some miracle is going to happen, and this will get overturned, they'll get dismissed, it'll be acquitted? I mean, because we see the atrocities that are going on here now in spades with all of these people, and a lot of innocent people are now sitting behind bars, you know, that shouldn't be there. Your thoughts on any progress that Tucker Carlson's report made last week? Do you think that woke up a lot of people?
Yeah, so people are frustrated. McCarthy only gave it to Carlson. I think it's well played, McCarthy. You got to remember, I spend quite a bit of time dealing with these congressmen and behind the scenes there. Well played, McCarthy. If you give it to everybody, it may be a nothing burger nobody wants. But Tucker being the only one to get it, then everybody else is screaming for it, right? So there's several bites at this apple to get justice here. You're going to have a new committee running this, a new J6 committee, essentially. You have the weaponization committee. You have you're going to have a meaningful investigation into this.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks, Trinus. I appreciate the heck out of you spending your time with us today. I'll have you back, buddy. It's always a pleasure. Thanks,
Mike,
for tuning in. Yes.
Thank you. Get your listeners to donate to us at Condemned USA. This is an expensive ordeal. We need help.
Condemned USA, folks. Condemned USA. We're out of time. See you same time, same station next week. Stay out of trouble. Bye for now.
We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.